Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by the Foundation at Hearst Castle, where donors and members experience exclusive events that recreate what it was like to be a guest of William Randolph Hearst, from swimming in the iconic Neptune Pool to dining in Hearst's private guesthouse overlooking the Pacific Ocean. The Foundation at Hearst Castle's ongoing mission is to support the conservation and restoration of Hearst Castle while offering youth programs for underserved students. Discover how you can become a member by going to foundation@hearstcastle.com and learn how you can support this unique and invaluable mission.
I'm David Haggard. I'm the regional naturalist for Tennessee State Parks, based at Ruralfoot, but all the parks west of Nashville, but also work with statewide with all kinds of projects with state parks.
And geographically, where are we in the state right now?
Okay, we are in the northwest corner, right on the Kentucky line, right on the Mississippi River. So Missouri, Arkansas, Kentucky, Tennessee, where they all come together.
Wow, a real rich environment.
A very rich environment for history and nature and wildlife. Okay. Just a really neat area up here.
And the state park where you're based is called?
Ruralfoot Lake, R-E-E-L-F-O-T, Ruralfoot Lake State Park, one of our large parks and natural areas set aside for history and nature.
And there's a fascinating geological story connected to the lake.
Yes, there is. The New Madrid earthquakes started December 16 of 1811, continued to mid-March of 1812, with large areas of land sinking, filling with water where the lake now lies, another area rising, acting as a dam, with a lot of help from the Mississippi River, formed the lake as we know it today, which is roughly a 30,000 acre natural area, about 15,000 acres of water, and then 15,000 acres of wetland, bottomland forest, depending on water level.
What I think is interesting, everybody knows San Andreas Fault. Everybody knows the Mammoth Caldera, but very few people relatively know the awesomeness and the intensity of the New Madrid Fault.
Yeah, that's very true. The New Madrid Fault, unless you live here in the mid part of the country and feel the occasional earthquakes, and that is occasional being the key word for that, it doesn't get a lot of attention. And then we have a small earthquake and it jumps in the news for 2 days and then it's gone again. But yeah, the New Madrid historically has been a very, very active fault. It's just not been active as far as large quakes within our lifetime. That's why it's kind of fallen off the radar.
Exactly. So the last major event was 200 years ago, approximately.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
And going forward, though, again, we don't know, but there could be another bad earthquake, severe earthquake.
The geologists that study earthquakes, the seismologists, look at the history. And according to them, and I'm not a geologist, I'm a biologist. My degree's in wildlife biology, but I've got to hang out with a lot of them over the years. The New Madrid Fault seems to have major earthquakes on roughly a 400 to 600 year cycle. We're 200 years in, so they're not expecting another major quake within our lifetime. Now, it's definitely possible. It's just unlikely. Yeah, it is an active fault, and in the future, the odds are we will deal with major earthquakes here again.
So here at this state park, you're far from any real major metropolitan city.
We are. We're about an hour and a half from Paducah, roughly 4 hours from St. Louis, 3 hours from Nashville, 2 hours from Memphis. So, right, as far as a large population base, not really within an hour and a half to 2 hours.
So that being said, it's obvious that this is a great getaway spot for people wanting to get quietude in nature.
It is a great getaway spot. The lake is known for its outdoor opportunities. Of course, hunting and fishing has been a mainstay here for well over 100 years, with the waterfowl hunting primarily, with all the ducks coming down the Mississippi Flyway. On a good winter, we can have up to 250,000 ducks. Some years, 500,000 ducks and geese. So great waterfowl hunting, great natural fish hatchery, over 50 species of fish in the lake. Very, very productive, just a great place to bring the family and catch fish, but also a great place to canoe, to kayak, to bring your camera and photograph, just to walk out and look at a sunset or a sunrise or watch the birds and just to sit back and relax. So we do draw a wide variety of visitors.
Well, speaking of birds, this is a great birding destination, and you actually have some bird festivals.
We do. This is a great birding destination. Our big birding festival is our Eagle Festival. Ruralfoot is known for its bald eagles. A normal winter will have over 200 bald eagles here for January and February, and our Eagle Festival is always the first weekend of February, a three-day event. We also have, which surprises people, a large migration of white pelicans that come through, and the peak migration is typically in October, where we may have 2,000 to 3,000 of them here at a given time.
And those are southbound.
Southbound in the fall. And we do a pelican festival the third weekend of October just to take people out and look at the pelicans and all the other birds. We see eagles and other stuff too. And then we have a large bird of prey rehabilitation program where we have injured birds that are being rehabbed. And we have some of those that are used for environmental education that we handle and do programs with and let people see and get up close to and learn about. And then we just have all the songbird. A normal birding trip by serious bird watchers can easily find 70 species on a weekend. It's not uncommon to hear a good group of birders to get 100 species over a weekend. So, yeah, birding is a huge draw.
For those who just want a, kind of the big picture experience, I imagine that the pontoon boat tour that the state parks operates is a great way to kind of get the big picture.
Right. Spring and summer, the pontoon boat gets you out on the lake. We have three pontoons, so we can take roughly 50 people at a time, and we do tours 7 days a week. We do a morning tour, we do some afternoon tours, and then the most popular tour is our sunset tour, which typically only goes on weekends, but we can schedule it for groups, and that would go out roughly 2 hours before sunset and stay out till dark. That's when the birds and animals are most active, and just the most beautiful time to be on the lake. We also do some full moon events to be out there actually by moonlight, and some special birding pontoon boat trips. We do several special photography pontoon boat trips aimed at photographers. So we do the general trip for everyone, but we also have some specialty cruises that we market to take advantage of a niche.
And what is a typical ticket to?
Okay, the typical 2.5 to 3 hour trip is $14 a person. And then the short trips, which are just out for an hour, are 10 a person. So we try to keep it very reasonable.
Yeah, very accessible. The state parks also operates and maintains cabins and cottages, don't they?
We have about 7 cabins, very popular. They were built to replace our motel and restaurant, which was built in the early 70s on the north end of the lake, and it burnt a few years ago. And instead of building back a motel, they decided to go with modern cabins. And they have proved to be very popular right on the bank of the lake. And then we also have a large campground right on the bank of the lake, approximately 100 sites. Very popular spring and fall camping especially.
And then, of course, RV hookups.
Right, full RV hookups. We don't have sewer. Have electricity and water at every side, and then a dump station.
How much is an RV hookup per night?
Ooh, roughly 25 a night.
That's pretty
ballpark on that.
Good. Mm-hmm. And how about other places to stay? Right now we're on the deck of
lodge. We're on the deck of the lodge here at Blue Bank. Blue Bank is the largest resort here on the lake. Mike's put a lot of development into his facility here at Blue Bank. But there's numerous others, Cypress Point, Blue Bank, Blue Basin, Eagle's Nest. I can't name them all. But
they're mostly inns and cabins. And
right, we have a mix of small motels and cabins, and so a variety of places, and then have some B&Bs and that type of stuff. So a diversity of places to stay are available here at the lake.
Well, myself, I'm a kayaker. Could I rent a kayak when I came here?
It's frustrating to go out and spend half the night looking for people that don't make it back in, but we have numerous guided canoe and kayak trips that we go into some really remote, unique locations that people wouldn't go on their own.
Probably the best way to go anyway, because now you have,
a guide.
A local. Yeah,
yeah, taking you. And we do a lot of late afternoon sunset canoe and kayak trips. So yeah, all that's on our website. Of course, fishing boats are available to rent here. You can bring your own. If you come in the summer, the lake does get shallow with a lot of stumps and logs. So we don't see a lot of fiberglass boats in the summer. During the spring, high water time, you see a mix of all boats. But summer and fall, you do have to be a little bit more cautious because of the way the lake was formed by the earthquakes and the sunken forest and the stumps and logs in under the water.
Before we go, if somebody wanted to learn more or go online, what's the best way to do that?
Well, I mean, there's numerous websites about Realfoot Lake now. Every resort has one, several private pages. Of course, the state park page, Realfoot Lake State Park, has a big web page. We also have a really nice park Facebook page. We have learned that Facebook is an easy way to reach a lot of people, to share pictures, people to share their experiences. So we promote now mainly through web. One, it's free. You know, right. And it's quick access. For a magazine, you've got to
wait 6 months.
6 months. Where the web, you can update stuff for Saturday on Thursday. But yeah, the website for each resort, for the Realfoot sites, and then the state park page are definitely the best way to make reservations, to get additional information. Call the State Park Visitor Center. We're open 7 days a week, 8 to 4:30. We have a very knowledgeable staff to take reservations, answer questions, help you plan your trip. You have the Realfoot Lake and Sandberg Tourism both that very involved in promotion of the lake and promotion of all the stuff. So there's a lot of resources to get additional information. And once again, my name is David Haggard, and I'm the regional naturalist for State Parks. And I've spent a career learning about and sharing all the beauty of Realfoot Lake.
Thanks for sharing, David. I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from Tennessee. We'll see you here.
Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by the Foundation at Hearst Castle, where donors and members experience exclusive events that recreate what it was like to be a guest of William Randolph Hearst, from swimming in the iconic Neptune Pool to dining in Hearst's private guesthouse overlooking the Pacific Ocean. The Foundation at Hearst Castle's ongoing mission is to support the conservation and restoration of Hearst Castle while offering youth programs for underserved students, preserving the past and inspiring future generations of dreamers. These children experience a world of science, technology, engineering, art, and math at Hearst Castle, STEAM, along with studying the legacy of Julia Morgan, one of the most important women in the history of engineering and architecture. The Foundation at Hearst Castle not only changes the lives of children, but also provides lifetime memories and unrivaled experiences for our generous donors and members. Discover how you can become a member by going to foundationathearstcastle.com and learn how you can support this unique and invaluable mission. You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
This is Roseanne Cash, and I'm sitting here with Tom Wilmer. Please support your local NPR station.